So not to brag, but I am an expert list maker. I've been making them practically my whole life. To-do lists, packing lists, shopping lists, travel lists. In particularly busy seasons, if you come by my office, you'll see a board on which I have managed to create a three-dimensional list. And my lists are useful things. They help keep me organized and on track. They allow me to see what I have accomplished and what is still to be done. And every crossed-off item is a little victory, an outcome achieved, evidence of my productivity and my ability to impose order on the world around me. And then, in today's gospel reading, Jesus takes all my lovely lists and rips them up. No need for a packing list, he says. No need for hotel reservations or thank you gifts. No need for an itinerary of what to do, where, and when. Just take a friend and go. No bag, no cash, no spare shoes. Just trust that you will be taken care of. And go. It sounds terrifying. And Jesus knows it. Look, he says, before giving them their instructions, I am sending you out as lambs among the wolves. But in the kingdom of God, there is no reason for lambs not to be among the wolves. And this is why the 70 are being sent out, to reveal that the kingdom of God has come near, to demonstrate its nearness, not just proclaim it. This is about more than what they are about to do, the healing, the casting out demons, etc. It is about how they are about to do it, as vulnerable lambs moving fearlessly among wolves. Because in the kingdom of God, vulnerability is strength. It reveals a deep courage and a confidence in God's faithfulness to sustain you, body and soul, even when things don't go well. And vulnerability is prophetic. Living now in the world we are seeking, rather than giving in and playing by the rules of the world as it currently is. Demonstrating what a world of openness and care and generosity looks like, what our world could look like, is called to look like. And then there is the fact that vulnerability is also simply true. We are, each one of us, deeply dependent on the care of others. This is what it is to be human. Not one of us is actually self-sufficient. No matter what the rags-to-riches stories might claim, or what stiff upper lip values might want us to pretend, Jesus' commission to the 70 requires them to embrace and underline this truth, to go out in his name in the full vulnerability of their humanity, to reveal the way that God intends for all of us. But Jesus was also not naive. At this point in the story, he has set his face to Jerusalem, and he is under no illusions about what awaits him there. He knows the cost the world often imposes for living in the kingdom of God. And so he equips his lambs with a second set of instructions. When you are made welcome, stay. Let the people help you while you do the work of healing the sick and telling them about the kingdom of God which has come near. Let the people take care of you and invite them into this way of living. But when you are not welcome, don't waste your time. Tell them the kingdom of God has come near, because that news is for everyone, regardless of how they react to you. And then, go. Shake even the dust off. They are not your responsibility, and you have other people to talk to. Jesus knew all too well that not everybody would be receptive to the ministry of the 70, to his ministry. He knew firsthand the pain of being rejected, and he wants his lambs to know that they are not responsible for other people's choices. They are simply carriers of the message. They are not required to convince anyone or condemn anyone. And their so-called success is not theirs to control. Since they can't control it, they can't really prepare for it. They just need to go, work with what they find, and leave the rest to God. Because this is not about their success or failure. It's not about their competency or their strength or their superlative list-making skills. In fact, they aren't even supposed to rejoice in what does look like their success, because that misses the point just as much as sorrowing over what looks like their failure does. And if you, like me, prefer preparation and competence and clarity, you may find all of this a little unsettling. But if we can get our minds around it, it is also incredibly freeing. In this call, Jesus offers us freedom from the pretense of self-sufficiency. Freedom from being judged by the principles of this world. Freedom from the obligation to be always right and successful and strong and independent. And so, thus freed, we find ourselves at the feet of Jesus, offering not only our apparent successes in our attempts to follow him, to fulfill this commission he has given us as laborers in his harvest, but also offering our apparent failures, our wounds, our disappointments, without fear, without self-judgment, trusting in his love, which led him to the cross and beyond. Because the important thing is that we stepped out in faith, fully aware of our lack of preparedness, our lack of fitness, fully aware that we would not enjoy universal success, and that any success we did enjoy would be mostly have nothing to do with us, but also fully aware that Jesus has sent us out to do the work in spite of all that, which is scary and freeing and humbling, because the work we have been given is the very work of Jesus. Proclaim peace, heal the sick, cast out the demon, reveal the kingdom. And so let's turn to our own lives and our own hearts. How might you embrace this call if you had no fear of failure and could accept your own vulnerability? If you were able to release the burden of doing it right or doing it responsibly? If you were able to simply put your trust in the goodness of people, even though we know they will sometimes let us down. If you were able to put your trust in God, who will never let us down, even though sometimes it feels like it. The answer needn't be grand. It may look more like a reorientation or a refocusing of something you do anyways, a way of placing your life as it is, more fully in the service of Jesus. Is there an activity leading intercessions, teaching Sunday school, volunteering at your community association, that you have resisted because you don't feel good enough or skilled enough. Do it anyways. Are you containing a grief or a worry so that others will see you as strong or capable, so you don't have to admit to your need? Share it. Let others care for you and give others permission to need care. Is there a person that you have not gotten to know because you are anxious that you will embarrass yourself? Take the risk. Is there a new idea or a new possibility that feels daunting or out of bounds? Open yourself up to it. Is there a failed project or an unappreciated effort weighing on you? Let it go and turn your eyes to what is next. And whatever you do, in all things, remember, we are simply called to place ourselves, limited and imperfect and vulnerable as we are, in the service of God, to proclaim peace, to bring healing, and by our presence and in our living to reveal the kingdom of God, which has indeed drawn near, no more and also no less. So let us be on our way. The harvest is plentiful, and the laborers are few.